Road work. His life was in the path of the wrecking ball, but he wouldn't budge. A novel of the first energy crisis by Richard Bachman, author of The Long Walk and Rage. In memory of Charlotte Littlefield, Proverbs 31:10 through 28. Prologue. I don't know why, you don't know why, most likely God don't know why either. It's just government business, that's all. Man in the Street interview concerning Vietnam, circa 1967. But Vietnam was over, and the country was getting on. On this hot August afternoon in 1972, the WHLM newsmobile was parked near Westgate at the end of the Route 784 expressway. There was a small crowd around a bunting-covered podium that had been hurriedly tossed together. The bunting was thin flesh on a skeleton of naked planks. Behind it, at the top of a grassy embankment, were the highway toll booths. In front of it, open marshy land stretched toward the suburban hem of the city's outskirts. A young reporter named Dave Albert was doing a series of man-on-the-street interviews while he and his co-workers waited for the mayor and the governor to arrive for the groundbreaking ceremony. He held the microphone toward an elderly man wearing tinted spectacles. "Well," the elderly man said, looking tremulously into the camera, "I think it's a great thing for the city. We've needed this a long time. It's a great thing for the city." He swallowed, aware that his mind was broadcasting echoes of itself, helpless to stop, hypnotized by the grinding cyclopean eye of posterity. "Great," he added limply. "Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Do you think they'll use it on the news tonight?" Albert flashed a professional, meaningless smile. "Hard to tell, sir. There's a good chance." End of side 10. To continue, change side selector switch and turn the cassette over.